Data from the clerk's office shows this year's primary cost the county just under $7,700. That's for a turnout of less than 5%. County Clerk Gretchen DeJanes says that's about as cheap as she can do it. The primary 2 years ago cost $10,000, and it cost more than $12,000 in 2009, when the turnout was a measly 2%. DeJanes would like Macomb to align with state law, which provides for a primary only if four or more people are running for a single seat. She says voters won't be cheated if Macomb's only city election took place when other Illinois municipal elections are held.
If there is no February primary generated, they would vote in April on the very same races, but they would also vote on school board, library boards, park boards. Generates a little more interest.
To change the city's charter, aldermen will need to put a referendum on the ballot. Voters would make the ultimate decision. A city council committee this week agreed to recommend the city seek voter input. Aldermen will need to take action by the end of the year for the referendum to appear on ballots in March. If voters approve the change in March, it could be implemented in time for the 2015 city elections. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.